Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me ask you a question. Are you satisfied with your business? Do you feel like that you're achieving as much as you possibly can? Are you making as much money as you want to? Do you know what that number is? I do. And I can give you some examples as we go through this podcast as to how I know. I'm not going to give you numbers, but I'm going to tell you how I know how to get to that point. What we're going to discuss today is five hidden secrets to business success. Now, are they really hidden? No, they're not hidden. What's hidden is the sequence in which you need to follow these. Because chances are you're probably doing a lot of them. But are you doing them in the sequence that's going to make the biggest difference for you and your business? So let's start out with the first one. And I call this one systems. All right? Do you have systems in place that you use? And a system is a repeatable set of steps that you can do over and over and over again. This podcast is part of a system. My blog is part of a system. But it all falls into place. I have courses about productivity, about Google Analytics. Those are all parts of the system, but do you have a system in place? Now, I use a system. And I worked this system for years. And I also learned a lot from hiring coaches to get this system in place. And I tried it on my own. And then I was able to work with clients and show them how to do it. And eventually it became my mastermind, which is the Bacon System, which is a 12-week course that I teach. And it is expanded into a system for LinkedIn, and I can constantly do this over and over and over again, but I invested in figuring out how to do this. So let me tell you the next steps that are necessary to make all this stuff work. The second piece of the puzzle, other than creating a system, and we'll come back to systems at the end, is networking. And that is getting out and meeting people face to face where they're at. Now, there's a lot of different philosophies about networking, but the thing I'm going to tell you, networking is not about finding clients. It's about finding people that you can help and stay top of mind. So are you getting out locally, nationally, going to conferences, doing something where you're meeting people who are influencers or people that could potentially recommend you to somebody else? But the thing you have to go into it with is a servant leader's heart. You have to go in saying that I'm going to network to see if I can find people who I can help through all of the contacts that I built up. And so you have a Rolodex, old term, but at least, you know, contacts on your iPhone, that if somebody needs something, that you can provide them a connection, or you make a connection via email or LinkedIn or something like that. The concept of networking is getting that face-to-face time so you become top of mind and letting people know that you're there to help them and not necessarily sell them what you've got. So that's the first part of the puzzle, is getting out and meeting people and finding ways to connect and build relationships, because that's what it's all about. It's not about selling people stuff. It's about creating relationships. I have a current client that I'm working with who is a coaching client, and somebody sent her a direct message today, asked to connect, and immediately said, "Hey, I'm a coach and I can help you do your brand and all this other stuff." And she says, "Do you know this guy?" And I didn't know him from Adam. But he connected up with her and sold her within 10 seconds. He tried, but it didn't work because he never established a relationship. It's just somebody trying to sell something. So networking is not about selling. It's about helping. And trust me, on social media, if you just post and run, if you sell and run, the chances of success are pretty slim. You might get some people to buy into it, but very few. The second piece is follow-up. When you go to meetings, what do you normally do? You collect business cards, right? Okay, so the thing to do is don't try to sell them anything. Say to them, hey, it was nice meeting you. Let me know how I can help you. Do that follow-up. Invite them to join your email list, to listen to your podcast, to read your blogs, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're not doing any of those things, that's part of my bacon system, is how to set all of that stuff up. So you really got to go out and follow up with these people and say, nice to meet you. How can I help you? And follow me on all these different things, if you have those things for them to follow you on. So that's part of the system, is creating tools where people can continually follow you. Maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's LinkedIn, it doesn't matter. But use that follow-up to continue the relationships. The next thing is content marketing. I am huge into content marketing, and that's what the Bacon System is all about, is creating great content that provides that servant leadership style influence that also is used to build upon the networking that you've done. So you can see how kind of all of this stuff builds upon itself. The content marketing is used as additional follow-up from the networking, and it's part of the system that I have created and that other people have created and literally grown their businesses beyond their wildest dreams. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of stuff where, you know, people go from $1,000 to $1,000,000. I'm talking about people that have doubled, maybe even tripled or quadrupled their business because they followed all of the things that I've shared. And this is what's in the Bacon System. It's creating the system, the networking, the follow-up, and using content marketing as part of that follow-up system. The final thing that I want to talk about is coaching. I always say that every doctor needs a doctor, every mentor needs a mentor, every coach needs a coach. And so I have invested in the last 3 years thousands of dollars in learning skills or overcoming mindset issues with various coaches. And all I could tell you is it has helped me incrementally grow my business to the point where it's going to explode this year. And I'm really excited as where I'm at in June that this is going to be the best year I've ever had because I was willing to listen to somebody else and get outside of my own box. We as business owners sometimes cannot see the forest from the trees. So what I suggest you do is that you invest in some coaching. And the coaching is what got me through these five steps. I've learned how to do systems better. I've learned how to network better. I actually get out and give speeches. And those speeches are part of the networking and getting to meet influencers who I get on this podcast. So when you hear these expert interviews, chances are I've met them at a conference live. I do lots of follow-up on Facebook, on LinkedIn. If I can't do it in person, at least I'm connecting with them and I've got the tools to be able to do that with. I use content marketing to drive them back to my website to generate more business. And I use coaching to grow myself. So if you'd like to learn more about the kind of things I'm talking about, the Bacon System is a great class that you can join in on. Go to baconcoach.com, check it out. If you have any questions, email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com and I'd love to answer.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.